Is this thing on? I think we're good now. It's news to us on IW Radio the week of March 13th, 2023. Jason, what a hell of a start to the show.
Yes, yes.
All sorts of issues. Yeah, I couldn't couldn't hear anything in my headphones. And it turns out the reason it was didn't have them plugged in.
Wrong hole.
Yeah.
You put it in the wrong hole.
I did everything. I went to every setting. I restarted the computer, and then I looked down, and the damn things aren't even plugged in. And I'm like, okay. Well, isn't that stupid?
Well, at least it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it was definitely not your fault. You're just sitting there patiently, and I'm wasting all this time with not plugging in my stupid headphones. Actually, when we were troubleshooting, you told me to go into settings, and you never once said plug in your headphones.
Well, you know.
I guess you're being polite.
My bad. I guess I thought it was silly just to go basic, saying go to your settings. Should have started from the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think that you would have to tell me to restart my router before calling. I'm that guy.
Who?
Yeah. There's like a dog hair on the tip of my microphone, and it's tickling my nose. So there's that going on, too. That's a big technical error as well.
Wow.
A lot of
We're
technical
falling
errors.
Apart. We're falling apart.
Well, a lot to get to this week from Silicon Valley to Silicon Alley. Oops. Yeah, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has sent shockwaves throughout the industry. So it looks like all those tech bros are going to have to sell their ping pong tables to make rent, unfortunately. Mm. And it's also time to trade in the backpack for a briefcase as Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders approved a bill eliminating a requirement for children under 16 to obtain state documentation or to work. In other words, child labor is on the table. Everyone's favorite subject. And,
on the table.
Yeah. Just in case you need some little fingers in that factory.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And plus a couple of airline hacks will let you know how to get an entire row to yourself on the airplane. And while you do that, you can also get everybody to shut the hell up too.
Oh my God. That's useful right there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just so much to get to. Here we go.
Welcome to the United States of America.
Global women, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights news.
IW Radio.
It's news to us.
It's news to us here live on IW Radio. You can tweet us anytime. It's news to us. You can also, of course, find us on the Adobe app and get all of our podcasts there on the Adobe app for iOS and Android. I gotta cut the music off abruptly there because that's just how it works when I'm in this location. But there we go. I hate to cut off the music abruptly. Just, you know, kind of want to jam out to it. I know, Jason, you were really enjoying that music for a little while there. Oh, well, Jason is experiencing technical difficulties because that's how the show is going this week. I'm looking at his connection and it's a red. It's a red connection. So he needs to refresh his browser. That's exciting. We'll wait for Jason to refresh his browser. In the meantime, let's listen to this intro again because everybody loves this intro.
And welcome to the United States of America.
Global women, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights news.
IW Radio.
It's news to us.
It's news to us. News Roundup. Yeehaw!
Okay, we've got a couple of stories here in the News Roundup. The bank collapse that everyone's talking about, Silicon Valley Bank, has gone bankrupt. And then also we'll talk about child labor in Arkansas. So much to get to. But let's first talk about everybody's favorite subject, finance and interest rates. We love those. We love those.
And bonds.
And yes, compound interest is just so fascinating. I just sit there and punch numbers in with interest rates and see how they compound over decades for fun. That's my hobby. This Silicon Valley Bank, I'd never heard of it until now, Jason, but apparently they are a huge institution, America's 16th largest commercial bank, and they have gone under. And I guess this bank also, it funds a lot of tech startups, like, in fact, like 50% of them, right?
Yeah, a high percentage. It is based in, or was founded in, Silicon Valley, thus the name of the bank.
Yeah.
And maybe why we're having technical problems. Maybe some tech startups don't like us talking about this.
Or maybe since they lost their funding, their servers are crashing and they don't have anybody to fix them.
There we go. That could be too.
Or maybe Silicon Valley Bank went under because, you know, they have all these tech startups that are involved with their financial institution. And a lot of these startups make a lot of weird products that nobody wants, like smart toasters that only accept Bitcoin. So, oh,
yes.
By that. The way, we have the same joke writers as the Oscars last night.
And I laughed.
So this bank has been around since 83, I guess. Huh? I don't know. It's been around that long. I thought maybe it was like one of these startups, one of these disruptor banks. But no, it's actually a trusted financial institution.
Yeah, it's been around for, 40 years? They operate in a number of different countries, including Canada, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and China.
China.
So not only is it a bank here in America, but it's also operating in several other countries. And, you know, due to COVID, you know, and the demand for technology and delivery and things like that, people working from home and staying home, the bank's assets tripled from 2019 to March of 2022. They went from $71 billion to a peak of $220 billion in just a three-year span, Eddie.
And what is that attributed to exactly?
Tech startups was their main source of business. So you had these startups doing, you know, all this things.
Your Ubers.
You know, all your technology, yeah.
Your Lyfts, your Airbnbs. All
your,
of these.
Instacarts. Your
Instacarts.
Yeah,
your all Grub of those.
Hubs. Mm. Everything.
Yeah.
You know how life changed due to COVID. We all stayed home and tech startups were jumping all over the place. And they started in putting their money into this bank.
Do you remember our short-lived tech startup that didn't really go anywhere?
I don't.
We had an idea for a dating app called Sadie.
Yeah.
And it's where the girl asks the guy out.
Yeah. Also known as Bumble now.
Right. And then, then Bumble did it before us. But we called it Sadie because of Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went as far as getting a cocktail napkin and drawing out the app.
Yeah. I mean, we did all the first steps with a startup, right?
Right. You get it. Yeah. You just like do some scribbles on a piece of paper. I mean,
we had a brainstorming session, wrote it down on a cocktail napkin. And, it was basically Bumble before Bumble.
It was
How
a
long
good
ago
idea.
Was that? It's a great idea, but look at Bumble now. We could have been Bumble, Eddie.
I know. And then I think Bumble came along 2 or 3 years after us.
Yeah, this was 8 years ago we came up with this.
Yeah, yeah. But had we Maybe known longer? About Silicon Valley Bank, we could have gone out there with that cocktail napkin scribble and been like, "Give us billions of dollars, please, to start our business. We want beanbag chairs instead of desks." In an open space and ping pong tables, please.
I want a sensory deprivation tank.
Yes.
Right next to my office.
When you're getting your startup funded, nobody's going to take you seriously unless you demand, when you go to the bank for funding, that you have a sensory deprivation tank in every office. And they're like, okay, these guys are serious. Give them all the money they want.
Right. That's where I think.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of scary that this bank collapsed because, I mean, a lot of people are affected by it. We don't like to see financial institutions collapse. It's never a good thing, obviously.
Yeah, it's really not, and it's triggering what some are fearing that could be another financial disaster that we experienced in 2008.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. Not
so
good.
The reason why it collapsed, and it went pretty quickly, although there were decisions made years ago that caused it to collapse. But last week, on Wednesday, the bank said that they were selling selling a bunch of their securities at a loss, right, which caused instability in their stock prices.
Yeah, because now this was all caused by interest rates climbing, right? Because a lot of their portfolio was in bonds. And the
government-issued bonds.
Right.
Correct.
And before the interest rates went up, they were yielding about 3.9% return per year, but then that fell to about 1.79%. And then I guess people got wind of this, and they started doing like a bank run. Is that what it is? Or like, they got worried?
Well, and they were also, so they put a bunch of, with the interest rates so low, they were taking money that was deposited into their bank, and they were investing it into bonds. And when the interest rates started climbing, that those funds were no longer available. And then tech startups were trying to withdraw money because they could not get in more cash from investors. And that squeezed the bank from both sides, both deposited money as well as their investments.
Jeez. That's not a good thing to be squeezed on both sides like that.
Yeah, it was a shit sandwich, if you will.
Yeah, I believe that's a financial technical term.
It is
shit
now.
Sandwich, squeezed on both sides. That's,
yeah, right. But they over-leveraged themselves. They, you know, they invested too much in the bonds. They also did not have a diverse portfolio. They only took money from, or most of their business was from tech startups, as we've mentioned. Okay. So they didn't have diversity within their customers or their clients, so they didn't have a lot of money coming from other areas.
Yeah, isn't that like the number one thing in investing? Diversify.
Yes, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Also another banking term, and Easter's coming up, so
there you go. Yeah, two references in one. Look at that.
You're welcome.
That's quality content. Quality content right there. Yeah, so, I mean, back when financial institutions were failing on us during the Great Recession, big old government came along and opened up the pocketbook and helped out, right, and said, we'll bail you guys out. But I don't think that's going to happen this time. Doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Well, the federal government is stepping in and intervening, but it's not in the same manner. So they are not backing investors. They're not giving money back to investors who have invested into this bank. They're just securing the deposits that companies had put into this bank.
Right.
So the federal government is backing those deposits and taking.
Oh, well, is it up to, you know, when you say that, though, is it just up to the FDIC $250,000 insurance limit, or are they going above and beyond that? I think that they might be going above and beyond that. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But yeah. Oh, Jason's internet is getting a little squirrely over there. Again, there he is. I think you're back. you know, when we're talking about interest rates and banking, we really need Jason to have a solid internet connection, because he freezes otherwise, and it's really difficult to talk about these exciting subject matter when it's just me by myself. But I mean, I guess I can try. Oh, is he coming back? Here we go. Get him. There we go. I think we got you back now.
Good. You got me back.
I was just about to say, like, it's going to be really boring. It was just me talking about financial stuff alone in a room all by myself. I think I should be on AM radio at that point. So, but anyways.
Maybe if I fall off again, deploy the AI.
Okay. We didn't want to have to do that, but I'll break the glass. I didn't want to start that path, because we break the AI on you once, and then they're going to be breaking the AI on me, and then before we know it, we don't have jobs.
I've replaced.
Replaced. Okay. Anyways, so where were we? We were talking about. So we talked about why they failed, and what is being done about it right now. I think where we kind of left off. Right. So federal government's kind of stepping in a little bit. You say. Yes, that's what he was going to say, but his internet, you know, like we were saying earlier, he keeps freezing. But we have a beautiful freeze frame of Jason on the screen over here, which is great. So I'll just talk to that. Pretend like he's here with me right now. Senator Bernie Sanders has blamed actually a Trump-era banking law for this Silicon Valley Bank's failure. And he says that it is a direct result of a 2018 bank deregulation bill signed by Donald Trump that Bernie Sanders strongly opposed. And he was referring to the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act, which Donald Trump signed into law. And that basically was a rollback of the 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act that happened right after the financial crisis in 2008. So basically he's saying that we didn't learn from our mistakes. And, you know, Trump is all about no more, less regulation on the banks, Jason, Trump was saying. That's what he was saying, right? Jason's back.
He's always saying that, yeah.
Right. So
He doesn't like regulation. He doesn't like people overlooking all his shady businesses, you know?
Right.
He hates it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where when you cut out there, that's kind of what I was talking about is, you know, Bernie Sanders saying that it's Trump's fault, essentially, what's going on here with Silicon Valley Bank. Another thing we can blame Trump for.
I mean, Trump definitely didn't help, but I think there's more of a systemic issues.
Yeah. Like what?
I mean, just this, what we're all experiencing right now. I mean, this is my own personal feelings, right? Like the wage discrepancy, the middle class getting squeezed. We're like the Silicon Valley Bank. We're getting squeezed from all sides now. Inflation's up, wages,
you know,
rich people. Yeah, it's, yeah.
Right.
We need anarchy.
Now, I mean, that's probably not too far off at this point. I think people are really getting fed up with everything that you just mentioned because it's really getting hard. I mean, the eggs, $17 for a carton. I think if that isn't the first sign of the apocalypse, I don't know what is.
Huh.
But so it's not just this bank, the SVB. It's also other financial institutions, right, that are being impacted by this.
Yeah. So trading in the first part of today, Republic Bank and the PacWest Bank Corp were also temporarily halted. They halted trading on those two banks as shares for each dropped 65% and 52% respectively. A big note is Charles Schwab stock closed 11.6 down from the beginning of the day, but earlier today it had dropped almost over 23%, which would have been its worst one-day sell-off ever.
So I mean, looking at this excuse me, talking about Charles Schwab, and it's getting me excited. Is this the beginning of a financial collapse? Are we all effed pretty soon? The value of a dollar is going to be, as long as I can still go to McDonald's and get any size soft drink.
My internet's collapsing.
Yeah. Jason's internet is collapsing. I think that Russia is interfering with the show. They don't want us talking about this and spreading the truth. They don't. But are these banks going to be bailed out? Well, it doesn't look like it. Yeah, Jason is popping in and out. Somebody bail out Jason. Get him some better Wi-Fi over there. Immediately. You know, Jason usually has really good Wi-Fi on the show. I don't know why this week his Wi-Fi is just going nuts. Going nuts. Yeah, but I'm going to see here. I'm going to try to fix this for him. So he probably needs to reset his router. I think that's what it is. We can have him reset his router. We can take a little break and wrap this up in just a second. We can talk about what Biden says he's going to do about all this, and then we'll have a bunch of other stupid, cheesy jokes, I'm sure, and then we'll talk about child labor. Those little tiny fingers in those factories, you know, they can get into places that adults can't, and that's why I think people are proponents of it there in Arkansas, specifically talking about Huckabee Sanders. She's assigned a law into effect that will make it easier for you to hire infants in your auto body shop if you'd like to do that. So we'll be back with more right here on It's News to Us.
It's News to Us. IW Radio.
Well, is there going to be a run on other banks, or are we witnessing the beginning of the 2008 financial crisis all over again 15 years later?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question that a lot of people are asking right now. Do you think that we should be worried and go, should I go take out the $15 in my bank account now or later?
Let me send you a Venmo.
Okay.
For that $15, and we'll pull it in with my $10, and we'll have 25 together.
Okay. Let's do that. And then I think we'll be rich.
We'll be fine.
We can start our own bank with that kind of funding.
This is why I always say invest in gold.
You've been saying that, you know, for as long as I've known you.
Yeah. Gold is where you want to invest your money.
Yeah.
It doesn't collapse.
Well, then why did we get rid of the gold standard? But that's probably a whole other show right there. But anyways.
Rich people.
Rich, yes. But anyways, Biden says that, quote, investors in these banks will not be protected, but everybody else, people who pay their taxes, no losses to the taxpayers, Biden says. There you go.
There we go.
So that's what's going on with that. And I think that's the bigger implication overall is it going to cause a bigger issue with people freaking out and running to the bank and taking out their money? Is it the start of a domino effect? And I guess we're going to keep our eye on that because it's fun to talk about possible apocalyptic situations and make it so we can sell some stuff for you to have in that bunker.
Yeah.
Like, how about, Alex Jones, I think he sells a whole bunch of, you know, products you could have during the apocalypse. Like powder turns into lasagna. But you can eat like a king, actually, because during the apocalypse you could be having Green Chef. We love Green Chef, Jason, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, they're the best, and they've expanded their menu. You can choose from 30 plus recipes weekly with the option to mix and match meals from different dietary preferences in the same box. I didn't know that you could put a vegetarian meal next to steak, but apparently they have figured out how to do it over there at Green Chef. They're geniuses.
Yeah, and it's so nice. There's nothing more exciting than when you come home and you have a delivery box at your door, right, Eddie? And you're like, oh, I don't have to worry about dinner tonight. It's right here.
It's like someone did the groceries for you, and then they also wrote up the menu for the week, and now they're going to wear a nothing but an apron and get in your kitchen and cook for you nearly nude. That's really what it's like. That's what Green Chef is all about. So if you you can also double your portions in your order with just one click, by the way, Jason. It's pretty easy, just one click. And your portions are doubled. And that's what America needs is bigger portions, I always say. So Green Chef. We love Green Chef. Really, it really is delicious. They sent some, and I ate two portions, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
in one sitting, and I'm not ashamed. It was delicious. Okay, leave me alone. I didn't have lunch.
It's so good. It's fresh ingredients. You can choose keto meal kits. You could do vegetarian, fast and fit. Mediterranean, gluten-free if you need to. Like, they have lots of options for you. And like I said, it's easy, it's convenient to have a fresh meal prepared at home with fresh ingredients. And you can skip the drive-through lines, Eddie.
Yeah.
Make it at home.
That's right. Absolutely. They're saving us so much money and time. Green Chef, go to greenchef.com/news2us60 and use code news2us60. Get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that's greenchef.com/news2us60 and use code news2us60. Get 60% off plus free shipping. The number one meal kit for eating well. Green Chef. Okay. Back to it. The news roundup continues.
It's news to us. News roundup. Yeehaw.
That's right. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Child labor protections under attack by the GOP, Eddie. Back in 2010, 2012, when the Tea Party came on the scene, this was our hot topic, was child labor laws. And it kind of went away, but here recently, in the last, you know, 2 years or so, the GOP are at it again, Eddie. They are attacking our children and forcing them to work. Because why do student loan forgiveness when you can just put them straight to work and not go to college?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Why? Yeah, you can get them working very, very early, I guess. Is that the argument from the GOP? Maybe the GOP is thinking, okay, we just outlawed abortion. We're going to have a lot of bored people, so we might as well keep them busy. Or the schools are going to overflow. So instead of the schools, let's send these little toddlers to go work at Grease Monkey.
Yeah. Well, you asked why the GOP were attacking child labor laws, and their defense is that they don't want the government involved in family decisions. They want the families, the parents of these children, to be independent and make decisions for their children without the government interfering.
Because that always
that is their premise.
I mean, when we allow people who probably these are people who couldn't get an abortion but they didn't want the kid, and we're gonna let them decide what's best for that kid. This is the world the GOP wants us to live in.
The GOP doesn't want to control what parents do with their children. They also want to control people becoming parents.
That's also dumb.
That's where we're at.
I don't know, if you could go to work when you were 12 rather than go to math class, would you go to the factory and drive around a forklift, or would you go to math class and learn your long division? What would you do?
Forklift does sound pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, if somebody's going to offer, you can drive an 18-wheeler. You're 14, or you can...
We're going to put books on the pedals so you can reach them.
Yeah, it's fine.
Cool.
Or you could go in the classroom. I mean, like, yeah, I think I'd be driving that 18-wheeler.
Yeah. Well, there you are.
Yeah. So this is happening in Arkansas. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, no relation to the colonel, I believe. She approved this bill eliminating a requirement for children under 16 to obtain state documentation in order to work.
Yeah. The bill eliminated the requirement that children's ages of 14 and 15 would be required to have documents signed by their guardian, as well as a work schedule and a description of their work being outlined and turned into the state. That now is gone. The state does not need that information. So little Billy can go and play on his forklift.
Yeah. You know, well, on the bright side, kids can start saving up for their own college tuition before they're even out of diapers. That's a plus, I think, for society.
That is a plus. The Department of Labor did just release results of an investigation where they found 102 children ages 13 to 17 illegally working in dangerous jobs like cleaning meat processing equipment. Many of these children are actually from Central America, and they are here illegally without their parents.
Sad.
It is sad. And so there is no parents to consent on their, you know, what they're doing for their for work. But these children are here working in meat processing plants and farms and agriculture, and they're sending their money back home to their families, and they're working in filthy conditions, you know, fast moving conveyor belts, machinery, chemicals. It's pretty dangerous. These are jobs that, you know, adults don't want to do. And that's why these companies are bringing on minor children, is because adults don't even want to do this stuff.
Wow. That's so messed up. Everything you just said is just so messed up. So adults don't even want to do this type of work because it's not fun, and it's maybe repetitive, dangerous. And they're like, what kind of sicko is like, okay, I can't get any adults to do this. Why don't I get like a 12-year-old to go clean this machinery and get into this little tiny tube and scrub with a toothbrush?
Yeah, I mean, the child's not going to talk back, right? Like, you have more control over children. And, you know, these companies are going after children. The penalties for child labor laws are just dismal. There's pretty much no penalty. Packers Sanitation Services, which was part of the Department of Labor investigation that employed the 102 children, were fined $1.5 million, which is just over $15,000 for each illegally employed child, which is the maximum penalty allowed by law. So I'll repeat that. $15,000 is your max penalty for a corporation for hiring and having children work for your business.
$15,000. That's it.
Yeah. So if you pay them $10 an hour, or the federal minimum wage, which is what, $7.85 or whatever it is, like,
so you do. So it's when you have child labor, you do have to abide by the minimum wage. So these people are going to be, you know, moral enough to do that at least.
Who's to say? Maybe they'll get another fine for that. I would, you know,
I'm just still wondering.
Cheaper than paying an adult to do this work, right? A living wage,
right? And you don't have to worry about benefits or retirement, any of that stuff. So messed up. So messed up.
It is messed up. What do you think is a living wage in America?
$100,000.
And how many people in America do you think will live below a living wage?
The adults. Majority of Americans don't make a living wage.
Yeah.
And it also depends on where you are, but I think 100,000, I mean, if you have kids, so if you have kids, and it depends on how many, of course, then you need to be making a lot more depending on how many kids you have. But
it also depends on where you live.
Yeah, that too. I was reading a Reddit thread about this couple, and I think combined they make $300,000 a year, but they have like four kids, and they said that they're paycheck to paycheck and they can barely keep their heads above water. So it's all relative, really.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Now we have multiple states that are considering loosening their child labor bills. Iowa, Minnesota, New Hampshire, of all places, are all looking to loosen their child labor laws. You know, and one of the common threads is, you know, a lot of these places, you know, maybe people are leaving those states, right?
Yeah.
GOP-led states that are leaving those states, and these states are, you know, they still need a workforce, and this is their way of, you know, this is my own personal take, but they have shitty politics. They're doing shitty things for people. They're driving people away from their states, and they're desperate to keep their economy going. And now they're looking for children to fill the gaps in which they established. That is my take.
It's the party of family values.
Mm.
Right there, the GOP, putting kids to work. But on the bright side, you can now get a little peace and quiet in the middle of the day at the park. So there's that. take a little nap there.
Such a serious topic.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's really horrible.
It's so bad.
Trying to find the humor in it.
You have to, though. Like, otherwise, I'm just going to be depressed.
Yeah. Just, I mean, pay attention to what's happening. I think we're not in an election year, and it's not a presidential election. People are kind of tired of politics in a lot of ways, but we're still here. We're still talking about what's going on, and there's some fucked up things happening.
That affect everyone, affect all of our lives, including our children now.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah. Okay. Well, why don't we have some fun when we come back? We'll do some like viral stuff and try to lighten the mood.
Maybe my internet will stay.
Yeah, what's going on? So you think you got your router fixed?
I mean, I unplugged it and plugged it back in. So if you think that fixed it, then yes, I am a tech wizard.
Okay, cool. Well, you know, maybe we should employ like a toddler that could be our IT person and help you out anytime your router goes out. Just have that little guy back there unplug and plug it back in so you don't have to get up.
That's right.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. We'll be right back. More coming up.
It's news to us. IW Radio.
Okay. Let's have some fun. Damn it.
Because we weren't before.
I mean, what other show can make financial crisis and child labor fun and entertaining? Name another show. I don't think it can happen. Nowhere else.
Not going to happen.
Okay, let's talk about airplanes. Airplanes. Everybody hates being on an airplane. Literally. I can't think of one person who's like, anybody who says I love to fly, they're lying. And this person probably is in first class or has no realistic experience of what it is actually to like to fly for the average person because it's terrible, isn't it? There's like nothing exciting about it. I mean, it's exciting, but there's nothing enjoyable about it. It's not a relaxing experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I was a kid, I enjoyed it more. Like, I thought it was cool to like, especially when you like sit over the wing and you can see the flaps moving and like, ooh, what's that? That's cool. Ooh.
Right.
Yeah. You know. But as you get older and grumpier, it certainly gets more draining.
Yeah. Yeah. So anytime there's a little hack for flying, I think we might as well share it with people because if we can make flying just a little bit better, why not? And how about a guaranteed way to silence people on an airplane?
Hmm.
Yeah, so you're trying to...
canceling headphones?
Oh, yeah, those are great. I do recommend those. But say you don't have those and say you want to get a little sleep on the plane, here's a little hack for you. Mm. Here we go.
Here's a scam for the girls and the guys. If you're ever at a hotel or I've used this on airplanes as well where people are next to you and being really loud and rude and you like want to ask them to be quiet but you don't want to be a dick about it, if you say to them, hey, I'm sorry, could you please quiet down? I have to wake up really early for a funeral tomorrow. Every time, they immediately feel so bad, and they will quiet down instantly.
Mm. Yeah, what do you think of that tip? Tell people that you're going to a funeral, and you need just a little bit of time to relax and nap.
Mm. Would I do it? No.
Would you do it? Yeah, I don't think I would do that either.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of rude, I think. But at the same time, people are pretty rude. We always see videos of individuals on airplanes completely losing their minds or being really disruptive. So maybe it's like a little white lie. So it's not terrible,
yeah.
I don't think. But I don't think I would do it because I would know that I was lying when I was telling somebody that, and then it would probably come across that I was lying and be like, oh, no, you're not. You're not going to a funeral.
And it doesn't feel good to lie, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. And then before you know it, your web of lies gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then you're going to have to produce a corpse eventually.
I mean, they're going to ask him, how did your loved one die? Yeah. What do you got to say?
Plane crash.
Hmm.
That'll shut him up too.
Ah. Or might drive him to drink. I think, you know, a lot of these instances where, you know, disruption in the air is fueled by alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's
part, I mean, it's a fine line, right? Like, it's easy, or flying is a little easier if you have a few drinks. But if you go too far, then you're getting escorted off the plane in handcuffs by security and police.
Yeah, that's why they've really cracked down on that, because people can't handle themselves. But I honestly think that that's a bigger problem in society overall. Just, I think everybody has a dread, like we were talking about earlier, with the wage disparity and just the crisis that we're all going through. I think that's why people are acting out.
People are a little part more on edge, more stress in everyone's lives.
Yeah, the political division and just everything we see, the doom and gloom constantly being fed to us on radio shows and TV. And
not here, though.
Not here. We're here to have fun.
Yeah. Doom and gloom, but with a smile.
That's right. Have you ever been on an airplane and had the entire row to yourself?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
It was, yeah, it was, I think I was on one plane. We flew back to Colorado and it was a blizzard. So I don't know if people just didn't want to come. But there had to have only been like 20 people on this plane.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Yeah. I've had it happen probably 2 or 3 times. Yeah. It happened a lot more, I think, earlier, but now it doesn't happen as often because they've gotten really sophisticated with filling other seats on the airplane. So it's pretty rare that you'll get a full row to yourself. But if you want a full row to yourself, here is a possible solution. A guy on TikTok tells us how to do it.
Why do you have an entire row of seats just to yourself? Oh, this is called a poor man's first class.
A what?
Well, I bought one ticket for myself, and then I bought 2 fully refundable tickets on this row.
That sounds expensive.
No, because 45 minutes before boarding my flight, I cancel my 2 fully refundable tickets and get 100% of my money back.
But won't the airline just fill these seats then?
90% of the time they don't, meaning I get this whole row to myself.
And all you paid was one normal ticket. What's the catch?
There's no catch. Just make sure the 2 additional tickets are fully refundable.
I want more flight hacks like this. So I'm going to follow NDA.
All right. What do you think of that life hack? You buy refundable tickets next to you, and then you cancel just before the flight.
I don't think that'll work because they have standby. Most flights have standby lists.
Yeah. He says it works 90% of the time.
Well, he's also trying to get followers, Eddie. So, I mean, you can't really believe him, right?
What are you talking about?
Is it one man or is it two?
Why would this random man on TikTok tell a lie? I don't understand.
He
looked trustworthy to me.
Yeah, the trench coat. Yeah, that looked trustworthy.
This gentleman looked like he knows what he's talking about.
He's 12. Labor law.
Yeah.
He looks like a child.
And yeah, he does do that thing in his video where he talks to himself. I really hate that.
Dressed differently. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Which maybe that makes it less awkward for people when they're making these videos, but I always find it to be awkward because I'm like, I'm always distracted by their different outfits when they do that. Like, they always wear something different in each shot. And I don't know. It's kind of
same glasses, though.
Yeah, you should have taken off the glasses. He was wearing the same glasses. Anyways, so you can try that if you want. But this guy's, I think he's going to ruin it for everybody and make it so airlines stop doing refundable airline tickets if everybody starts doing this. So screw this guy.
Again, they always have standby lists. So if someone does cancel like this, they have like 8 people waiting for a flight. They'll just put them right in.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah. I really don't see that working 90% of the time. Maybe 10% of the time if you're lucky. And then also, he says it's free, but you're still buying 3 tickets. So you have to have that money in your bank account and be prepared to lose it and then get a refund whenever they're damn well ready to give you that money back.
Or you'll get vouchers.
Right. I mean, because how long does it take to get that refund back? Probably at least a couple of weeks. So you're talking about spending $2,000 or something to fly, and maybe you'll get $1,500 back, but you have to wait a little while. is that really worth getting the whole row to yourself, being out that money for that long? It's all stupid.
Yeah.
We've done our show remote a few times over the years where we've gone to different establishments, you know, like we've done the show from bars and festivals and breweries. We've been pretty much everywhere with the show, haven't we, at this point? Am I missing some sort of a place we've been to? We've been like backstage at really cool events. We've been everywhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, weren't we one of the first to do a live broadcast from Warped Tour?
Oh, yeah, we actually are. We're the very first people to ever live stream anything from Warped Tour. So there you go.
You're welcome.
There you go. That's
glass ceiling shattered.
Nobody acknowledges us. Nobody will ever acknowledge you and I for that, but we know it. We know it because Kevin Lyman said to us, nobody's ever done this before, but, you know, it got lost in the history and the wrinkle of time. Nobody gives a shit.
No. I give a shit, Eddie.
All right. So I thought this was an interesting clip right here. There's a podcast, and they're doing a remote broadcast from, like, it looks like a coffee shop or something, and they're in front of a window that faces outside to a parking lot, and a car comes crashing through the window while they're doing their podcast.
Wow, see this.
Here we go. Yeah.
It got so quiet in here.
Oh my God.
How did I?
Oh. Oh man, that guy's hurt. They just backed up. Are they gonna run? The car's. Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, this car comes, and the car it's going pretty fast, right? How do you think? How fast do you think this car is going, Jason? I don't know, 10 miles an hour,
15, 20.
And then it crashes into this window, and then one of the podcast hosts, he has his chair up against the window, and it looks like he gets hit by the car.
Yeah, he gets like sandwiched. They like pushes him into the table in front of him, and that table doesn't move. It looks like it's bolted to the ground. So this guy was sandwiched between a table and a car.
Yeah, he's just sitting there, and all of a sudden he's the salami in a sandwich and didn't even ask for it. And his co-host, which I thought was interesting, just kind of like sits
casually there, gets up
and doesn't really know what to do.
Yeah, he grabs his phone and he's casually.
Yeah, you got to make sure the phone's safe.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, $1,500 or $1,200 phone there. Like,
yeah. Yeah, and then here's a bit of the aftermath here.
I mean, the guy who hit him, like, backs his car up, like, oops.
Yeah.
Parked a little too close.
Right.
I think we're fine. I think we got all the audio on there.
Oh, podcast. He's a true professional. He jumps back in.
Oh, I think that's what we would do. I think we'd keep doing our show. That's why I kind of like these guys, because back in the day, if this happened to us while we were out, we would keep going, right?
We would be giving play-by-play.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
I just got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Ah. What the fuck just happened, dude?
Was this all staged? That's what I want to know. Did they have a buddy do this?
I don't think it was staged. Now we're looking at... It could have been. Who knows? But we're looking at, you know, they're talking to the police and all this. But pretty crazy piece of video right there. And glad they're all right. I mean...
Looks like this occurred bad. This happened in Houston, Texas.
Wow, I can just totally see this happening to us someday.
Mm.
Or, you know, before. I'm surprised it hasn't already.
Right.
As we're doing our show, people want to run us over all the time.
You have thrown a glass bottle at my head.
Yes, I have. I have. All right. I guess that's it. That's all the time we have. We've done it all. We've said it all.
We powered through technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really did. So props to you, Eddie, for holding it down and getting us through.
Well, same to you, too. Thank you for your patience and your expertise when it comes to unplugging a router and plugging it back in. Without you, we would not be here. So
I do what I can. I do what I can, Eddie.
And we bring it to you every single week here on It's News to Us. We try. We try. We covered it all. We talked about the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank. We talked about child labor, and we made it fun. We made it fun. We managed to make it fun somehow. Mission accomplished. I think we're all a little bit more informed. That's the whole point of the show. So let's get out of here.
And
we'll be back again next week on It's News to Us. If you're listening on Adobe, don't forget to get our podcast. Just search News to Us. It's News to Us. Wherever you get your podcasts.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.